What was the news?
The news. Yes. What are we talking about? Yeah, the news. The news that Dollar General won't be in Redwood Valley anymore.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The battle over Dollar General in Redwood Valley came to an abrupt end on Monday morning. That's when Alex Chahata, one of the owners of the Redwood Valley Market, announced that he had bought the lot where Dollar General was planning to build a store. There were suits and countersuits about that. Meanwhile, the formula business ordinance chugged through the county's approval process. This means that chain stores with 10 or more franchises will have a hard time establishing new outlets and commercial zones in the unincorporated areas of the county. Signs and architectural features will have to be compatible with existing development. The businesses will be subject to a minor use permit. The Dollar General, which predated the formula business ordinance, became a rallying point in the community. And then suddenly, it wasn't an issue anymore. I stopped by the Redwood Valley Market to talk with Alex Chahata. He started out stocking shelves in a store in Victorville. He bought the Redwood Valley Market when he was 19. Now, at 36, he says he's in love with Redwood Valley.
The permit started in January 2016, so we started the lawsuits almost by June or so, yeah.
And why do you sue? What were you most worried about with Dollar General?
They will get me out of business. They will affect the community. They will change the picture of Redwood Valley. Won't be Valley anymore. Would be, you know, like a city thing, you know. They'll start bringing more franchise, you know, corporations. And wouldn't be the way it is right now. This is what the Valley was worried about also. So when we gathered in the winery and we talked about all these reasons, and we met with the lawyer, Brian Momsen, and he explained to us what we could do to keep them away, and we can try to do that with those big stores.
And there was a big issue about the alcohol permit, that there were a huge number of objections to that. What was the problem with another alcohol permit?
That's one of the things, yes, we don't need more. If there's no permit for them, for the beer and wine, they wouldn't even build. That's what we were hoping, you know. Most of my wine, it's local, you know. They're not going to carry local wines in there. It's only the cheaper wines that they do carry. We started the fight with the Dollar General, and we never expected that it's gonna take 2.5 years. You know, we thought it's gonna be like one time to go to court or whatever. And so, we went to the Board of Supervisors, and they made the decision first, and they said, "Oh, you guys, we're gonna be with you. We thought we won. You know, like they were against Dollar General." So we were all celebrating like what we had with today, and we were all happy. And well, 2 or 3 weeks later, they changed their mind, and we weren't happy that time. And we started to give up a little bit, and we said we have another chance. So we went, took them to court here in Redwood and Ukiah, and wasn't good either for us. And at that time, a lot of people told me, stop paying money, we're not gonna get anywhere, you know. But I couldn't sleep. I thought, no, this is not gonna happen. There should be someone that would listen to us or would do something. And that was God, to be honest, that listened to us and made this happen the way it did. I asked Brian, what's the next step? How long we could keep him away? And he told me it could be another year, could be 6 months, depends. We will try in San Francisco, you know, the role argument in there, and they will listen to us and see what they can do. We decided, we will see what happens. And then three days before that argument, I was talking to my partner, and we decided, let's give them an offer to buy the property. It happens. And they amazingly accepted the offer, and we're here now.
And in the meantime, while all these arguments were unwinding in the courts and supervisors and the planning commission, there's a formula ordinance that's been crafted that now looks like it would be really difficult for other chain stores to come into the area.
You know, we're thinking ahead now. The MAC board, now they start think of what we need here in the Valley, what we should accept and what we shouldn't accept. You know, we don't just want to hear, oh, somebody's coming in and it's approved, the plan is approved. This is amazing for the future of Redwood Valley. That there's someone is, you know, studying the project before they bring it into the Valley. We're all approving it before it comes to the Valley, you know. So this is great. We can't get better than that.
So what are you gonna do with the property?
I'm gonna keep it the way it is. I'm just right now. I'm not thinking about anything. You know, beside just keep it the way it is and look at it. How beautiful it is the way it is, you know. That's the best way to describe it right now.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
I would like to thank everyone that stood with us. We were dreaming to get to this point. The Valley did so much for us. I really appreciate them for the rest of my life.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.